We continue our learning. Have a woman who told the shaliach, I want you to accept the get on my behalf. And that means she's appointing a shaliach lekabala. And that the halacha, therefore, is once the get comes to the hand of that shaliach, she's going to be divorced. But what happened was, the shaliach said, you know, I was mekabal the get, but I don't have the get right now in my hand. So there's no proof that she is divorced. Tzricha shnei kitei edim. Says the Mishnah, she needs two pairs of edim or witnesses. And what are they going to do to testify? Shnayim, meaning one pair, she'omrim bifaneinu amra. Two that can testify that indeed we heard the woman tell this shaliach to accept the get on her behalf. So we have two edim that can say she appointed a shaliach lekabala, ushnayim, and two edim she'omrim bifarnenu kibel v'kara. We, in front of us, we can testify that we saw the shaliach accept the get from the hands of the husband, but the reason he doesn't have it now is because he ripped it up. Now the Gemara says that the case of the Mishnah is b'shas hashmat, times of religious persecution of the Jews, where there was a gzeira, a decree against performing mitzvos, and they prohibited being mekabel a get. If you got caught being mekabel a get, so you could put your life in jeopardy. So therefore, what would they do? The moment they would receive the get, a woman wouldn't put it on file. It wouldn't go to a beis din. If she wouldn't hold it, keep it around, she would have to rip it up. It would have to be ripped up right away. So that's the case of this Mishnah, and this and the get will be acceptable if we have this testimony. Now, some say that what the Mishnah means is that if the shaliach rips up the get, you need edim who are testifying on the ripping up of the get. So that's what they're testifying about. Bifonenu kibel v'kara, we saw the shaliach accept the get and rip it up. It's the key here is that we know the shaliach ripped up the get. And some say v'kara is not really the edus that we need. That's just a continuation of what was happening, of what he was saying, what the edim were saying, what they saw, and it's a justification for why the get is not here. We assume if the get's not here, it's minastam, probably that it was ripped up. But that's not what the edim are testifying about. They are testifying that, in fact, this person was mekabel the get. So the key here is that I have two edim that testify that she appointed a shaliach lekabala, and two edim that testify that that this shaliach accepted the get. The fact that it was ripped, so that's a question whether that's really important. That information is really part of the testimony or not. And the Mishnah comes and teaches the woman doesn't really need two separate pairs of edim, of four people. But rather, the Mishnah says, afilu hein harishonim hein achronim, which means she only has two edim. But these two edim saw both. They saw the woman tell the shaliach, I want you to accept the get on my behalf. And they also can testify that the shaliach accepted the get. So they saw that happening, not just that she appointed, but the shaliach was mekabel the get and then ripped it up, whether that fact is important or not. Oh, so not only afilu hein harishonim hein achronim, in the same two edim are testifying that she appointed a get and that the shaliach was mekabel the get. Oh, echad min harishonim ve'echad min haachronim ve'echad mitztaref imahen. What you could have is where one aid saw that the woman appointed shaliach lekabalah, and he testifies about that. There was one aid who saw the shaliach accept the get from the husband. So he testifies on the kabbalah saget. And you could have a third person who happened to be at both. He saw the woman appoint the shaliach, and he saw the shaliach accept the get from the husband. That one aid, that third person, can testify along with both of those two other aidim, so that's also acceptable. Then the Mishnah says, Nara ha'ma'orasa, here's a woman who, Nara, she's between 12 and 12 and a half, so she hasn't left the rishus of her father. We learn in the fourth parak of Ksuvos that he has some jurisdiction over her when she's a Nara. When she's 12 and a half, she's a Bulgaris no longer, but she's Marasa, she was betrothed, she had Kiddushin, and not chuppah. And the Oros, of course, you need a get even from Kiddushin. And the Oros, the man she's Mekudeshes to, is giving her a get, is Megarish her even before they enter the chuppah, because they already had Kiddushin. He ve'aviha mekablin eskita. Says the Mishnah, she herself can accept the get, and even if her father is unaware of it, or the father can be mekabel the get on her behalf, even without her knowing. Because the Torah gives the father the yad ha'av. He has the authority. His hand has the status like his daughter's hand when she is still a nara. And therefore, he can accept the get on her behalf till she's 12 and a half. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei yadayim zochos ka'achas. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakam. He says it can't be that he ve'aviha mekablin eskita, that either she can accept the get or the father, either one is acceptable. No, because you can't have two hands, literally, that can acquire something or have the privilege, the right to something at the same time to be mezak and the get, either one or the other. Ella avio mekabelis gitabelvad. He believes, since the yada'av birito, he has the authority over his daughter when she's still a nara, so therefore it's the father that should accept the get, and the woman cannot. This nara cannot. If, though, she's a yesoma, she's an orphan, the father passed away, so then, of course, she has a nara can be mekabel the get. V'chol she'ena, not only that, says the Mishnah, not only nara can be mekabel the get, v'chol she'ena yichola lishmoris gita, ena yichola lizgarech. So the only person who can't who cannot accept the get and therefore can't be divorced is a girl who cannot guard her get. So even a ketana that does that is able to accept the get as long as she knows how to be shomer eskita, she can guard it. So therefore, that's acceptable. And the pasuk says vishilcha. How do I know this? Vishilcha mi beiso. The husband sends her out of the house. That's the phrase that we have in the context of giving of a sefer krisos of a get. So what do we learn from vishilcha mi beiso? We learn mi she mishalcha, says the gemara ve'ena chozeres. The only person, the woman who can accept, or the girl who can accept the get, is someone who knows that when she's being kicked out of the house, she's banished from the house, she knows she's not wanted, and she should not come back. But if you have someone who, let's say a shota, who's mentally deranged and doesn't understand what it means, I'm giving you a get, it's time to leave, and she comes back, so that is not an acceptable get. She could not officially be divorced that way. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel Ketana Sheomra Hiskabel Ligiti. You have a ketana, and she tells the shaliach, she appoints the shaliach lekabalah. Let's say an example where she is the yesoma from her father. Father passed away, and she's old enough, she's a ketana, but that's okay. Let's say she's 8, 9, 10 years old. She's able to guard her get properly, and her father's not in the picture. So she now appoints the shaliach lekabalah to accept again on her behalf. Eino get, acheagia get liyada. It's not a get till the get comes into her hand. I'll say why she can be divorced. Why can't she appoint a shaliach? So the answer is because she's a ketana. A ketana may be able to accept a get herself, but cannot appoint a shaliach or kabbalah to accept it on her behalf. Lefikach im ratza habal achzor. Therefore, if she did appoint the shaliach, and that shlichus obviously is not effective, and now the get came into the hand of the shaliach, the husband can still now retract and say, I'm not interested, or go to the shaliach, I'm not interested in her in divorcing her, I'm going to take that get back, and that's it, she's not divorced. That's okay, because it didn't come to her hand yet, and the fact that it came into the hands of the shaliach lekabbalah, he's not a shaliach lekabbalah, because he was appointed by a ketana. So therefore, he can retract. She'ein katan osa shaliach, because a katan cannot appoint a shaliach. So it's only a get when it comes to her hand. Avalum amar lo avia, meaning the father's alive. And the father says to his shaliach, tzeve hiskabel biti gita, I want you to go to the place where the oros is, the man who is mekadesh, the baal, my daughter, and I want you to accept the get on her behalf, then that is a real shaliach lekabbalah. The father, when she's a ketana, can appoint a shaliach lekabbalah for divorce. And after the get is given to the shaliach, the husband gave the get to the shaliach, the oros gave the get to the shaliach, she is divorced. And then from ratza lahachzir, if the baal now wants to take the get back, lo yachzir, he cannot do so. The hand of the shaliach is like the hand of the father, because he appointed it, and a father can appoint a shaliach for his daughter Zuktana, and therefore she is divorced. Ta'omer, tain get zele ishti, b'makom ploni. A person says to a shaliach, listen, I want you to give this get to my wife in this particular place. He mentions in a certain location. And in the end, the shaliach ended up giving her the get in a different place. He found that the woman was in a different place, and he gave her the get, figuring, okay, the husband just wants to divorce. It doesn't matter that she's not in that place, says the Mishnah Pasul. Because the Baal said, expressed that he wanted the get to be given to the woman in this particular place. He was makpid on the place and doesn't want the get to be given in another area. Maybe he's going to be embarrassed, to be humiliated. He doesn't want people to know he's getting divorced in that particular place. He was very makpid. This is where I want her to be divorced. Therefore, it's going to be pasul. Shaliach gave it to her in a different place. But if he told the shaliach, not ten gezet lishti b'makom ploni, but rather harehi b'makom ploni. Behold, my wife, just to let you know where you can find her. This is where she is, in this particular city, in this particular town. And he ended up giving her the get in another place, not in the town where he pointed out that she was located. Kasha the get is kasha, because this is what we call a mara makom. He was just saying, this is where you'll probably find her. I want you to be able to find my wife. But he wasn't makpid that the get be given in that particular place. Therefore, she's divorced if the get is given in a different place. Same thing, ha'isha sha'amra hiskabel ligiti b'makom ploni. A woman appoints the shaliach l'kabbalah, that shaliach accept the get on her behalf. And once it comes to that person's shaliach's hand, she's divorced. And she says, I want you to be mekabel again in this particular place. V'kiblola b'makom acher. And he accepted again in a different place. Pasul, because regarding the woman, we can say the same thing. She's makpid that the shaliach should only be mekabel again in a particular place. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says, in this case, it is a kosher get. The idea of that someone is particular about the place where the get is given is only with respect to the husband. Only there do we say when he said the place, he was makpid on the place, because he is megarish midato. He's running the show when it comes to giving a get. A woman can midoraisa be divorced baal karcha against her will. Therefore, it's not shayach to say regarding the woman that she's makpida on the place where the get is going to be accepted. She said, I want you to mekabel the get in this particular place. That also, all that means is a mara makom. She knows it doesn't really matter where the get is going to be accepted. She's divorced even against her will. And therefore, although she says it's kabel ligiti b'makom ploni, she just meant is that as a mara makom, this is where I want where the get should be accepted. And this is where, her husband will know to give the shaliach the get in this particular place. Let's say the woman said to the shaliach, havei, last case in the Mishnah, havei ligiti b'makom ploni. She didn't make the shaliach into a shaliach l'kabbalah. All he wants him to do is to deliver the get to her. Bring the get from this particular place to me. Veheviola, and by the way, the get is in this place. I want you to bring the get to me from this place. Veheviola mimakom acher, and he brought the get from another place. So then, kasha. Then everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Eliezer, then even Tanakama would agree that this is kasha, because obviously here she's certainly not makpida. She's not being particular that the get be brought from a particular place, because she's not appointing shaliach l'kabbalah. She's just asking him to bring the get from this place. That's where you find that place. That you'll find the get there. That's where my husband is. And it's certainly she's not being makpid on the particular place where the get is.